Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And joining me today to get you ready for NFL Week 16 action from a sportsbook perspective is Jay Cornegay, EVP of Sportsbook Sports Operations. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Cornegay. Jay, great to have you back on the show.
Good to see you, Rob.
Oh, a difference 2 weeks makes, because I hit you up 2 weeks ago to potentially come on the podcast, and it was on the heels of a week 14 that saw the majority of the favorites win and the majority of the overs hit. And from what I saw, one of, if not the worst weeks of the year for the NFL season for the sports books. But thankfully, we have you on now, because in NFL Week 14, oh, did it bounce back, because we saw some major dogs win, which, you know, kills teasers, kills parlays, kills the money lines, all of that. So with that as the framing, welcome back to the show, Jay.
Thanks, Ron. I'll tell you what, we were very, very fortunate concerning Week 14. Week 14 happened in a time period where it's relatively slow for football season. And if we would have seen those type of results in weeks 1 through 6, it would have been a disaster. But because it slows down right during the holidays, you know, it didn't hurt us too bad. Not to mention, we had a couple of house players that, you know, I don't want to say that they're not sharp. You know, they enjoy themselves. They're recreational players, and they were taking some pretty big underdogs in week 14, and they ended up on the short end. So we did okay. But I have talked to some of my colleagues out there, and week 14 was a tough week, but they mentioned the same thing. Low volume in week 14 really helped the books out.
All right, so then looking at week 15, and I think this year has been sort of a Jekyll and Hyde. So for the longest time, the big double-digit favorites were straight crushing, where you could just start moneyline parlaying all of them, and it was pretty much free money. Then we started to see consecutive weeks in which the big underdogs were losing outright. And we know, once you do this long enough, that there's an ebb and a flow to everything, that when you see overs and favorites hit 1 week, you know it's inevitable. And sometimes we can't figure it out, like Detroit via Arizona.
Yeah, that just didn't make sense. But that's what we prefer on this side of the counter. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, the Saints being the Bucks, you look at Lions over the Cardinals, you know, it's Ravens, you know, covering against Green Bay. That was also really big for us. So some huge upsets for us. And we did, you know, those are the type of results that we would prefer in week 1 or week 2, because the volume is so high, so huge, that, you know, you could really have a terrific weekend. No complaints. I'm just saying that if those type of results happen in the first part, or say the first quarter of the season, it usually spells a big weekend for the books.
Jay, one line I just could not understand: Jags Texans. And we saw that number go from 3.5 all the way up to 6 when Urban Meyer got fired. And I know, I think historically, if you play the team after the coach gets fired, there's like a 57% cover percentage or something like that. But there's also the fundamental side of me that says, in what world do we live in that the Jaguars should have been a 6-point favorite against anybody?
Yeah, that's it's something that, you know, people were discussing after the fact. I mean, I certainly would stay away from that game. Mills, let's face it, Mills was not looking very good. Okay. He's really been struggling. He's looked horrible. And all of a sudden you put the, you know, Jaguars in front of him, and then he becomes somewhat of a quarterback. I mean, his performance was I think the start of a pretty good run for him, for his level of play. Now, it's easy to say after the fact that, you know, who would lay points with the Jaguars? And it's just, that's just an ugly game that I can't believe anybody would actually touch.
Of course. So I think the big thing that really came out for me in week 15 was the impact of COVID, that we went 14 weeks relatively unscathed. And then in the course of 1 week, we saw more COVID cases for players than all of the other weeks combined. And when I looked at doing the show last week, I only gave out one pick, the Steelers money line. And I was looking at the Seahawks as well, just because there is so much uncertainty. And I'm curious from your standpoint on two ends, one, the impact that coaches not being there, and two, the impact of potential quarterbacks not being there. So we saw Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum not there, Nick Mullins starting. We saw Sean Payton not there. We've seen Kevin Stefanski not there. And how that impacts you guys in the creation of the lines or what you're going to take.
Well, this is like Groundhog Day for us. It's a nightmare at times trying to figure out, you know, who's going to play, who's not going to play. And sometimes this information kind of leaks out and some of the players have that information prior to us receiving that information. So what we do and what we've done in the past last year, we really monitor Twitter. We really do. We got our Twitter decks out there in almost every station, and we're monitoring it for the latest breaking news on these COVID issues. We also been telling players to, you know, monitor house rules too. Make sure you understand the house rules, because the house rules can vary place to place. For us, you know, these pro games, football games must be played within 8 days for action. So even though it's moved from Sunday to Tuesday, you know, our players still have action and they don't have to rebet it. Most people prefer that. There are some that, don't care for it, but I understand it. You go the other way where, you know, you don't have action and they didn't even realize it. And they think they won the bet on Tuesday night, but according to the house rules where they played, the game must play on the original scheduled date for action. So we encourage players out there when you're making these bets and you're dealing with COVID issues, definitely check the house rules and know what you're betting into.
How were you guys thinking about Ravens versus Packers last week? So we see the line is anywhere from 3.5 to 5, and we don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. And then all of a sudden that number shoots up to 8 or 9 with him gone. So that's an injury issue, but we're seeing a lot the same with COVID. How are you guys dealing with that float where potentially a major player may not be in the game and how much that could swing the line, knowing that that seems like something we're all on guard for, because I don't want to be on a line Ravens +5 if all of a sudden, boom, Lamar Jackson or some major player goes out and now that's up to 9.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the players that or the bettors that placed bets on Baltimore were very fortunate that Huntley decided to show up and play a terrific game. I mean, he really played well. I think he had an impact on every touchdown the Ravens had. I mean, they were able to, backdoor cover the game. And I mean, if we're not, you know, being greedy here, but it would have been a huge win for us if they would have actually converted on that 2-point conversion. But again, it's a monitoring process. It keeps us on our toes, and it's not just football. It's basketball, it's hockey, it's pro hoops. You know, it's everything across the board, because you know, whenever you know these teams that we make the lines for, or these games that we make the lines for, might not be the same type of game. When you take out a couple of players, you could take out one player, you could take out 10 players. Obviously that's going to have an impact. So we're just monitoring it. We're on our toes. It is kind of a pain because we're kind of walking on eggshells here, but if we have a hint of some COVID issues, we usually try to take it down for a little bit, try to get the information and repost it as soon as we can.
All right, so let's look forward to NFL Week 16. And I feel like there's a really good slate this week. And one of the games that sticks out to me, speaking of the Ravens, Bengals at home laying 2.5, taking on the Ravens. What do you guys have that number at?
Well, let's see. Currently, we did open. No, we opened 2.5 here. We're still at 2.5. This is all about, you know, we're trying to keep an eye on Jackson, even though Huntley really performed well. We're trying to keep an eye on what Jackson's doing. We think he's going to play. Most likely he is going to play, but you never know. You never know in today's world. You know, he could be at a gas station and someone sneezes and next thing you know, he's out. But it does drive you nuts. So, you know, this for us, we have a lot of liability on the Bengals to win the division. And so, you know, we're certainly rooting for the Ravens here, as we had a lot of sharp money on the Bengals throughout the first half of the season for them to win the division. So for us, we wouldn't mind seeing the Ravens get in there and pull out a victory.
Which team do you have power ranked higher right now?
Between the Ravens and Bengals?
Yep.
Full roster, everybody playing. With Jackson healthy and ready to go, we would have the Ravens just a tad higher than the Bengals.
Yeah, and on my end, when I'm looking at this game, I think it's very formulaic. The Ravens are a good team against the spread as underdogs. And when in the coin flip game, if Lamar Jackson is back, I'm likely to be on the Ravens this week. Of course, my caveat for the picks I'm going to give this week is I'm not exactly laying my action right now unless I'm trying to lock in a number and at 2.5. I'm not exactly trying to lock that in yet because I don't know what's going to happen, one, with injury in this game, but also on the COVID side of things. So, Jay, my favorite game of the weekend, Patriots laying 2.5 at home, taking on the Buffalo Bills. And this is a rematch of a game that we saw 2 weeks ago in very adverse conditions where Mac Jones threw, I believe, only 3 passes. And the Patriots coming off their first loss in a hot minute in Buffalo, they have revenge on their mind. They win this game. They can win the division. What number do you guys have this at?
Certainly a very interesting rematch here coming off that Monday Night Football game just a couple weeks ago. I mean, we're at 2.5. We opened pick, Rob, and we did see it wasn't so much sharp action that came in, but the whole market kind of shifted towards the New England side. And now we have a pretty much a consensus 2.5 around the market. You still see some twos out there, but you know, this is a game that, you know, we have a lot of interest in this game as well. But again, futures, you know, we'd like to see the Patriots face a tough road because, I mean, earlier in the year, we gave out, I think somebody bet 10,000 on them at 40-1 to win the Super Bowl and another 5,000 on them at 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. So we have quite a bit of liability on the Patriots. I don't want to go down that road. So the sooner we can knock them out, the better, but it's a very interesting rematch considering that kind of odd game that we saw just a couple weeks ago.
Similarly to Bengals Ravens, both of these teams are very close to each other. Which team do you have power ranked higher, the Patriots or the Bills right now?
This is really close because the Bills have been kind of, I don't know, sporadic here and there. And Patriots have been very consistent except for this last week, but they've, you know, they seem to be very solid. They don't beat themselves, but right now this is pretty much a pick 'em. I mean, this is very close. I would say that the power rankings are very close. I would think that the Bills might have a half or a point advantage over them, but that's about it.
On my end, I'm actually going to be taking the Bills in this game. Right now, we're at 2.5. I'm going to keep an eye on the market and see with the movement going from pick 'em to 2.5. Hey, does that number get to 3? This also does have an attractive number when it comes to teasing because we can tease this over 7. So let's go, Buffalo. And then, Jay, the last game on my mind was actually the first one that stood out to me the second I saw the line. And we got the Saints taking on the Dolphins. What do you have this number at? And it's on Monday night.
Yeah, it's on Monday night. Well, we opened 3. Now it's went up to 3.5 and now back down to 3 minus 20 on the Saints. What's notable on this game are the Saints totals. We just can't make them low enough. I mean, we opened 40 here. Now it's down to 38.5. I mean, we all saw what happened the other night. It was a 9-0 game against the Bucs and, you know, shutting out the Bucs in Tampa Bay, even though they had some injuries, I understand that, but still shutting them out, which I believe was the first time we've had a shutout. We looked this up, Rob, first time that there was a NFL game without a touchdown since 2016 between, I think it was the Cardinals and Seahawks. So they finished in a 6-6 tie, and we actually had a bet on this if there would be the game would end without a touchdown being scored. It was at 200-1 that, and we had three tickets on them and a couple of this real small tickets, thankfully. But if that, we offer that prop during the Super Bowl as well. And as you can imagine, that accumulates really fast, and we can, build quite a bit of liability on those type of props during the Super Bowl. But for that particular game, we were fortunate we only had three tickets on it.
I just didn't understand this line from the second that I saw it from the Saints are coming off a big win, and I get it, but it almost seems like we're buying them high, and the Dolphins coming off six wins in a row, which is great, though you can say they're due for a regression right here. And with the low total at 38.5, you expect a close game. So 3 or 3.5, I'm going to be on the Dolphins getting the points in this game because I just don't know what I'm seeing from the Saints offense, and formulaically, I'm going to fade a team off a big division win like the Saints just had.
Yeah, I mean, that was such an emotional game. You could see it. I mean, they were really into that game across the board. And this is certainly a kind of a poor spot for them. I know that the general public will probably be all over the Saints because of their performance against the Bucks. But I would be hesitant to lean that side, especially when I think it's going to go to 3.5. I would probably be on your side as well, taking the Dolphins 3 and the hook, because I think the Dolphins are very capable here in a very low, tight, contested game, low scoring, tight, contested game. I would think that that 3.5 would come into play.
So to recap where I am on the Dolphins, and then I'm going to keep my eye on both the Ravens and the Bills based on the number and injuries and COVID. Jay, you're one of my favorite people to jam sports betting with. Where can everybody connect with you?
They can connect with me on Twitter, Rob, at Jay Cornegay.
And I want to hear from you. What is on your NFL Week 16 card? And did you get spared last week? Were you part of the bloodbath, or did you find a way to make your way through it? You can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Rob Cressy. Also, make sure to tag at Covers. Remember, if you want to be a sharp, don't be a square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money management. The funkadelic devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rope. If you like the way the sound pumps, pump it in your black trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.